Welcome to Ujjayini.com, your daily current affairs companion for UPSC and state PCs preparation. The Indian electoral landscape has just witnessed a seismic shift, with the results of 5 simultaneous state and union territory assembly elections sending shockwaves across the country. First, let's delve into the reasons why these results are making headlines. The Election Commission of India declared the results on 4 May 2026, and the outcomes are nothing short of historic. The BJP has won West Bengal for the first time in history, the Congress UDF has returned to power in Kerala, ousting the left, and TVK, led by actor politician Vijay, has emerged as the single largest party in Ahang Tamil Nadu Assembly. Meanwhile, the BJP has secured a historic hat-trick in Assam, and the NDA has retained Puducherry. What makes this significant is that these results deliver sweeping political changes across India's federal landscape. The voter turnout in West Bengal, for instance, was a record high, with sources varying between 91.91% and 92.84%, the highest ever in West Bengal's electoral history. The polling phases took place on 23 April and 29 April 2026, and the results were declared on 4 May 2026. Now, let's look at the key contests in West Bengal. In Bhavanipur, Suvendu Adhikari of the BJP defeated Mamata Banerjee of the TMC by a margin of around 15,000 votes. This is Mamata's second consecutive defeat to Adhikari, who had also beaten her at Nandigram in 2021. Mamata has conceded defeat, and the TMC will be reduced to the opposition. Suvendu Adhikari, who was the leader of opposition in the outgoing assembly, is expected to become the chief minister. Building on this, the historical significance of the BJP's win in West Bengal cannot be overstated. This is the first time the BJP has won West Bengal, ending more than 50 years of uninterrupted left and TMC dominance. For the first time since Indian independence, neither the Congress, the left, nor a Congress-supported government rules Bengal, which is historically India's most influential state politically. It is worth pausing here to note that the UPSC angels in this story are crucial. The concept of anti-incumbency is at play here, with the TMC having been in power for 15 years. The incumbent advantage has collapsed, and this is a significant development. Additionally, the fact that the polling was relatively peaceful, despite Bengal's history of election-related violence, is a testament to the ECI's management. The center-state relations will also undergo a fundamental shift, given the historically adversarial dynamics between the TMC and the BJP. Now, let us turn to the results in Kerala. The key event here is that Pinrai Vijayan resigned as Kerala CM within hours of the result, and the governor accepted his resignation. He continues as caretaker CM. Pinrai won his own Dharmadam seat for the third consecutive term, despite the party's rout, which is a personal triumph within a collective defeat. For the first time since 1977, no left-led government exists anywhere in India, which is a landmark political shift. Kerala's traditional pendulum alternation, where the LDF and UDF alternate every 5 years, had been broken in 2021 when the LDF won 2 consecutive terms. The UDF has now reclaimed power. The CM candidates in Kerala are currently under discussion, with names like V.D. Sathisan, Ramesh Chennithala, K.C. Venugopal, and Shashi Tharoor being considered. Note that Shashi Tharoor has ruled himself out as a CM candidate. Moving on to Tamil Nadu, the outcome is a hung assembly, with TVK emerging as the single largest party, but falling short of the 118-seat majority mark. In Kolhapur, M.K. Stalin lost 2 TVKs versus Babu, with Stalin securing around 73,000 votes and versus Babu getting around 83,000 votes, a margin of around 10,000 votes. This is a defining moment, as Stalin's personal defeat is a significant development. Vijay, the leader of TVK, won from two constituencies, Perambur and Tiruchirappalli East. Edappadi Palaniswamy, the AIADMK chief, won from the Edappadi constituency. What does this mean for Tamil Nadu? The historical significance of TVK's rise cannot be overstated. TVK is a brand new party founded by actor Vijay in 2024, and this is among the fastest rises to power for any new political party in India's democratic history. TVK has broken the 59-year Dravidian duopoly, which had seen either the DMK or AIADMK governing Tamil Nadu since 1967. The government formation in Tamil Nadu will be crucial, with TVK needing coalition partners or outside support to cross the 118-seat mark. Now, let us look at the results in Assam. The key takeaway here is that the BJP has secured a historic hat-trick, with Himanta Biswa Sarma winning from the Jalukbari constituency and set to become the CM for the third consecutive term. The BJP has won a clear two-thirds majority, with no alliance partners needed. The IUTF, led by Badruddin Ajmal, has been virtually wiped out from 16 seats in 2021 to just 2 seats in 2026. In Puducherry, the NDA has retained power, with N. Rangasamy of the ANC winning from the Thattanchwadi constituency by a margin of 4,441 votes. He is set to become the CM for another term. TVK has also made a notable debut in Puducherry, winning 2-4 seats. Now, let us lock in the key facts and numbers for your revision. The voter turnout in West Bengal was around 91.91 to 92.84%, the highest ever in the state's electoral history. The BJP has won West Bengal for the first time, ending more than 50 years of uninterrupted left and TMC dominance. In Kerala, the UDF has returned to power, ousting the left, and for the first time since 1977, no left-led government exists anywhere in India. In Tamil Nadu, TVK has emerged as the single largest party, breaking the 59-year Dravidian duopoly. The BJP has secured a historic hat-trick in Assam, and the NDA has retained Puducherry. Now, how does this connect to your UPSC preparation? The main keywords to focus on are anti-incumbency, hung assembly, coalition government, ECI, floor test, federal polity, Dravidian politics, TVK, Garner's discretion, defection, cooperative federalism, and competitive federalism. Remember these concepts, as they will be crucial for your UPSC preparation. In conclusion, these election results have sent shockwaves across the Indian electoral landscape, with significant implications for the country's federal polity and the balance of power between different states and parties. The rise of new parties like TVK and the resurgence of old players like the Congress UDF will be crucial to watch in the coming days. As you prepare for your UPSC exams, keep a close eye on these developments, as they will have a significant impact on the country's governance and policymaking.